Staying hydrated is essential for proper health. The adult human body is approximately 60% water, and the brain and the heart are around 73%. This means you need a lot of water to help to regulate your body temperature, to lubricate your joints, moisten tissues in the eyes, nose and mouth, and to flush out waste products. So the adequate fluid intake should be a top priority. Not consuming enough fluids isn't the only way to become dehydrated. Other conditions like excessive sweating, vomiting, diarrhea, and even diabetes mellitus can cause dehydration. Dehydration can cause serious conditions when left unaddressed. It can be potentially life-threatening. Therefore, knowing the signs and the symptoms of dehydration is important to be proactive about your health. If you're dehydrated, you might find yourself suffering from headaches more often. If you remember the brain is 73% water, then this makes sense. One study found dehydration causes hypertonicity of the brain, and this leads to a condition called brain dehydration. This means the structures in the brain, the blood vessels, and the areas of the brain that sense pain become tighter due to the water loss, and this increases pressure on these areas, causing the headaches. Interestingly enough, the same study showed that pain perception was increased in dehydrated individuals, meaning if you're dehydrated, you're more likely to experience pain more intensely than when adequately hydrated. Dehydration has been linked to fatigue. One study found that female hockey athletes that didn't drink water throughout a simulated hockey exercise found they were more fatigued than when maintaining proper hydration. The same study also showed these athletes had trouble maintaining a lower core body temperature, which meant they perceived themselves as becoming hotter quicker. This change in the body's temperature regulation due to the dehydration can lead to a greater feeling of fatigue also. Brain fog and cognitive decline can be symptoms of dehydration, with serious confusion occurring in older individuals. A meta-analysis found dehydration the results in a loss of 2% or greater of the body mass caused a whole host of poor cognitive outcomes. These troublesome symptoms of dehydration included slow reaction times, impaired motor control, less accurate short-term memory, and poor ability to pay attention. Some might find it surprising that dehydration can be a problem for the skin, but the skin is one of the major organs affected by lower fluid intake. Studies show dehydration is linked to skin issues like dryness and roughness. These same studies show increased fluid intake shows greater skin elasticity, usually linked to healthier, more youthful skin. The ability of the skin to stretch and return to its shape is also drastically negatively affected by dehydration, especially in moderate or severe cases. This means pinching and releasing a portion of the skin on the body, like the forearm, can lead to the skin not returning to its prior shape immediately. The average amount of urine output for an individual with a 2-litre fluid intake is between 800 to 2000 millilitres per day. Any urine output under this volume can be a sign of dehydration. Another sign of dehydration is discoloured or dark urine. Urine in a well-hydrated person should be a light or pale straw colour, but in a dehydrated person, it becomes a darker colour and sometimes has a brown tint. Darker coloured urine means your body is saving water and your urine contains more waste products. Having a dry mouth and an increased desire to consume fluids can be a sign of dehydration. The adequate fluid intake helps to maintain the proper mucous membrane surface integrity, like the insides of the nose and the eyes. These mucous membranes serve as the first line of defence against foreign invaders in the body that help to prevent pathogens from gaining access. When dehydrated, the mucous membranes tend to dry out, and this leads to a sensation of dry mouth. Increased thirst is one of the biggest signs that the brain is signalling the body to replenish the lost fluids. A sense of hunger can also be a sign of dehydration. Knowing the signs of dehydration can be helpful to prevent its occurrence. But what can be done to help to optimally rehydrate your body? Rehydration is a process that involves replacing the fluids that the body's lost. This can be done in different ways, ranging from intravenous administration of fluids to oral rehydration or drinking to replace the lost fluid. While drinking fluids regularly is the best way to rehydrate, you can help to optimize the rehydration process by using reusable water bottles, taking electrolytes and branched-chain amino acids, getting collagen peptides, consuming more fresh fruits and vegetables, and avoiding sun exposure. For some, drinking water or fluids regularly can be difficult due to forgetfulness, lack of time, or ready access to drinking water. So having a portable, reusable water bottle with you wherever you go can serve as a reminder. Sometimes, just drinking plain water isn't enough to adequately rehydrate the body. This is especially true if you've had excess water loss through sweat. When there's been excessive sweat loss, a loss of electrolytes occurs also. Electrolytes are essential minerals like sodium, calcium, and potassium, and they're essential for the proper bodily functions. These minerals help to balance the amount of water that's in the body, to move nutrients into the cell and waste out of the cell, to balance the body's acid-base level, and to ensure that the heart, brain, muscles, and nerves are all working properly. When rehydrating after excessive sweating, choosing to add electrolytes to your water can help to improve any electrolyte imbalance, while also improving the dehydration faster than plain water. Another great option to rehydrate is branched-chain amino acids. These are essential amino acids, or protein building blocks, like valine, leucine, and isoleucine, and they help to improve muscle soreness, increase muscle growth, and help to diminish fatigue. Studies suggest the branched-chain amino acids can improve dehydration better than flavoured water or carbohydrate-specific sports drinks. One study showed the athletes who drank an amino acid electrolyte beverage that contained the branched-chain amino acids had better cellular rehydration status. While drinking fluids might be the best way to prevent dehydration, eating lots of fresh fruit and vegetables with a high water content can also help to improve the hydration status. Studies show eating fresh fruit and vegetables like watermelon, cucumbers, cantaloupe, and celery was able to improve hydration status and was associated with an increase in water consumption. While avoiding sun exposure isn't necessarily a way to rehydrate, it can help to prevent dehydration and heat stroke from occurring. Heat stroke is a condition where the body temperature rises rapidly. The ability to sweat is impaired, and the body then becomes unable to cool down. Avoiding unnecessary skin exposure can also prevent dehydration, which is associated with dullness, sunken eyes, and a tendency to experience more wrinkles. An interesting study done on mice found the oral intake of collagen peptides helped to rehydrate the skin after being exposed to harmful UVB and solar radiation. Dehydration is a serious condition, and it can become life-threatening if left unaddressed. Some of the signs and symptoms associated with the dehydration include headaches, fatigue, brain fog, skin issues, dark urine, and a dry mouth. Fortunately, there's many options when it comes to rehydration, including carrying a reusable water bottle, getting electrolytes, taking branched-chain amino acids, eating more fruit and vegetables with a high water content, taking collagen peptides, and avoiding excessive sun exposure. To book a consultation or to learn about herbs, supplements, and natural treatments, check out my website.